Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Kama Daf, Kuf Yud Zayin. We are holding two lines off the top, Umana Temra Demiknasa Loi Gamrinan. So at the end of yesterday's Daf, we said that if something is an established din, you can learn from it, you can equate to it, you can draw a parallel and apply that concept elsewhere as well. But if it's just a knas, a penalty, a fine, perhaps it's just meant to address a local one-time concern. It's an exceptional circumstance which doesn't allow for drawing of parallels. Says, how do we know this concept? You can learn from din, but not from knas. Umna temra, how do we know to say, dimiknas alo yamrinan, we don't have a right to draw a parallel, to compare to a knas. You can't learn anything, you can't build on a knas. The sanya we have learned in a price. Borishayna, in the earlier times, Hayu Aimrim, the Chachamim would say, Hamatami, if one approaches his friend's taharis, things which are, you know, fruit which are tahar, and he makes a tummy, so he damages it, but not in a very discernible way, not in a physical way, in a more, you know, spiritual realm, but he causes him loss. Or he takes his friend's wine and pours it for the Avodah Zarah, which is an act of Avera, it's an Avodah Zarah, but also it affects the item. It makes it forbidden for future use. It's Eiser Bahanoah. Again, it's an intangible, unseen damage. So in those two cases, we obligate this fellow to pay, even though it's, as Rashi calls it, not a hezek nikar, not a visible damage, you pay. And it, of course, it's a knas, because it's not an actual physical damage. So initially, it was just these two cases. Chazru lema, then, later on, they added, af hamadameya. He takes his friends to Rumo. Actually, he takes some of his, let's say, his truma, and he mixes it into his friend's chulam, non-truma material, in which case he now makes it usher for a non-kohen to eat it, which diminishes its value, lowers its value because it's only suitable for kohanim, very, you know, small market, low demand. So that also qualifies for the knas, you have to pay for that damage. Initially, just two items, metameh and manasech, then they added midameya. Chazru in, only after they added it, do we have that third item on the list. Loi chazru loi, but before they came back to add that point, we stick to only metameh and manasech. Why don't we learn midameh from the other ones? Pretty similar, you know, situation. My time of why, lav mishum de knasu. After all, these are knasses. Uknasa like Amrina Minen, you can't learn, you know, from a knas to elsewhere. Perhaps, you know, there was a specific reason why they were concerned more about those cases. Maybe, you know, they were more prevalent, more common, more. Apparently, we cannot build on a knas unless it was explicitly established as, you know, as such. Loi, not necessarily so. Meikara Sabri, there is a reason why. Initially, they stuck to two. Because they figured lehefsid meruba chashashu, those two, metame, menasech, it involves great loss. He makes the wine asur. He's metame, let's say, his friend's truma, which makes it now unsuitable for achila. That's a hefsid meruba. There, v'chayshesh, and we, you know, we're more concerned. We apply the knas lehefsid more the chashashu, but medameya, which, after all, it's just a small hefsed, because even if a Yisrael cannot eat this mixture, but a Kohen can, so you're only losing a little bit, so maybe that doesn't really justify a knas. Well, Seif Savri, ultimately they turned around and they added that to the list as well. The hefsed mod, Nami Chashashu, were concerned about hefsed mod as well. And they applied a knas from Dameya too. So there was a special reason, unrelated to this idea of whether we can learn from a knas, right? Says the Ma'ani, but really, is that the reason for this change of events? Well, Tani, Avu Devabi Abin. We have another version of this episode, of this chain of events. He had a different price. Initially, it was another two items, Hamatame Vamadameya, those two on the list. And then they added Manasseh. Now, Manasseh, if you realize, involves much greater loss than Matame Madame. Manasseh is making the wine totally usher. Chazru lo'im af ha-manasseh. Chazru in only because they came back and added that to the list. Otherwise, it would not be on that list. Lo'i chazru lo'i. My time of wine. Hey, you can't say, well, it's because it's a small harm, a small damage. It's incorrect. If anything, Manasseh has a greater hefsi. Oh, so apparently, it's because of this point. You can't compare one to the other. My time elav mishum de legabrin miknasa. You can't build on a knas. Perhaps there is reason why, you know, we were more concerned about one. Maybe one was more common, more, right? Said Marloi, no, I'll tell you why. Initially, Manasseh was not on the list. There was a special reason for it. Mikara Sabri, initially they held like Rabbi Avin, coming up in a minute. Sabri Kirabi, then they went to Rabbi Yirmiyah. What does that mean? Mikara Sabri Kirabi Avin. Initially, they figured like Rabbi Avin that a Manasseh is potter from payment. You know why? Because as he's getting involved in harming the other, you know, the other fellow's wine, he's actually involving himself in a forbidden act of avodah zarah. He's lifting the wine to pour it. So that generates chiyuv misa, which is the einish for avodah zarah. And when one is liable to misa, he's unliable to monetary liabilities. Right, you get the most severe punishment. So that's why we don't apply a penalty to this fellow. Krabi Abin, Dar Rabbi Abin. He has a different case, which we're going to sort of compare to our story. The point being that the act of sin, the act of Avera, begins as you start making the effort, even before you actually pour the wine. And therefore, you're potter from any payments from that moment, from when you lifted it. Therefore, there's no possibility of charging you anything for the damage. Zorak chetz mitchilas arba ubasayf arba. Person takes an arrow and shoots it 4 amos in the street, which is a malach on Shabbos. V'kara shiroyin balichasay potter, and it tears through as it's flying. It tears through some silk, some, you know, materials, and damages it. Is a person chayev? No. Because it's taking place during a melacha, which is an iser d'oraisa, which generates chiyuv misa. Kimlei b'drabi minei. Now, although the arrow had not yet landed, hadn't yet completed its flight, the melacha was not completed, but it had begun, and that's enough to exempt this person from any other potential financial liabilities taking place simultaneous with that act. Because you have to lift it, meaning the arrow has to take off in order for it to land at the end of 4 amos. So it's all part of the same event. And it generates chiyuv misa, which preempts any chiyuv mami. Likewise, a fellow who picked up wine, stole the wine from his friend, well, you don't say, well, right now he's chayv to pay for it. No, it's part of the act of the upcoming pouring for avodah zarah, which generates misa, which preempts any chiyuv mami. That was the initial thinking. Therefore, Manasseh was not on this list. But ultimately, the Chacham switched their approach. Sarik Rabbi Yirmiyah. We follow Rabbi Yirmiyah's rationale. Dom Rabbi Yirmiyah, no. We split the event into two. Mishas Agbo Kanya. As soon as he picked up the wine, he stole it. Before he did Nisuch, even though he intended, but at this point, it's still pretty much, he just stole it. He's chayv. Like a gazlan. He chayv li mami. But the chiyuv misa only happens later when he pours. Achas nisach. So it's sort of two unrelated aspects of this ma'asa, and therefore we can allow ourselves to charge him for the damage. Okay, Rav Huna bar Yehuda, that was his name. Ikla lebei Avyoni. So he came to this town called Avyoni. Okay, after a while he comes back to Rava. Also commit to Rava. Amrle, so Rava asks him, oh, any news in Avyoni? Anything interesting? Klu masa baliyotcha? You know, you're a Rava, Paisik. Tell me, any interesting shilas came your way? Amrle, he says, yeah, actually, I had an interesting story with a Meiser, which is, by the way, going to be the topic of today's daf. Meiser, a person who hands over Jewish property to a guy. Okay? An informer, right? So we have a story where a Yisrael did that. Amale Yisrael shansu evdei kachavim. So this Yisrael was coerced by goyim to identify a Yiddish property for them to take. So he actually, identified, some property, and they took it. So the question was whether, this Meiser is responsible for causing that other person a loss. Baliyadi, so the story was presented to me, and I held them responsible. Amalei, so Rabbi says, oh, cancel that psak, ahader of the lamar, go give back the, reverse the verdict. Give the fellow back his money. The son, you have a brisa. It's not his fault, he was forced. Yisrael shansu. Yisrael, who was forced by goyim, they threatened him. And he identified Yid's property for them. Potter is potter, because, Now, on the other hand, if he actually took something and gave it to them, physically gave it to them, and the Rashba explains that he was just, they were just pushing him to give them something, and he chose to give them the friend's property. So in this case, he's responsible. Not of anasim yad chayiv. It's called matzel atzmoi b'mam chaver. One is not allowed to save himself by offering his friend's property and possessions. So he's chayiv. Amar Rabba. Or Amar Rabba, imherem ha'atzmai, k'nasa v'nasam b'yadami. Let's say the yid initiates. He approaches the goyim and offers them a certain property. Here, this is a nice piece of land hiding behind the valley. Take that. Then he's responsible, as though we say in the other case when he took something and gave it to him directly, because he wasn't forced to do so. Okay, this is chayiv to pay. So, bottom line is, Rava told him to cancel the obligated this person. He said, no, it's not his fault. He was forced to do it. Okay, says the Gemara, who gavra dansu ayde kechavim? There's another story. Who was forced by goyim? Va'ach v'achamra de Rav Mori breda Pinchas, breda Rav Chisda, and he showed him to the wine of Rav Mori. Amalei, so now they had the wine there. Okay, great. But, the first part was not his fault. He was forced. Perhaps they were threatening to kill him, right? So that part he's not responsible for. But now comes the catch. Amalei, they told him, look, we're not done. You have a job to do. You found us the wine. Bring it for us. Dari v'amti badon. Carry the wine for us. Okay, he had no choice. Doro v'amti badon. So he picked up the wine and he transported it for them. No, asal kamei, the Rav Ashi. So he came to Rav Ashi afterwards. Patrina, he exempted him. It's not his fault. Amalei Rabban Rav Ashi. So Rabban asked, what do you mean? He went a bit too far. He actually physically assisted them in transporting the stuff. So he's responsible. Atani, we learned in the Rabbis, im nosov nosan b'yad chayiv. Right? If he physically gives it to them, he's chayiv. That's what happened here. Amar lehu, so he told him, no, that's different. Hani mili, that's only a problem. Hechad le'ukme yolei mi'kara. When they didn't put him on this, connect him to this property. Basically, they didn't discover the property. And he went and he found something and gave it to them. Of course he's chayiv, but once they're here and they know about it, and he's just serving as their, gopher right now. Here, we have it. You already showed it to us. And that part he's not chayiv for. He was forced. Come, now we're forcing you to help us. That's a different story. They already have it. It's accessible to them. If it's successful for them, to them, mikli kalyi. So it's already burnt. It's gone. The fact that he's helping them, transport it, it's just a, technical help that he's doing, but he's not really changing the equation. Now comes a kash on this. The robber forces the yid to tell him, listen, hand me the pakia, the bundle of the omer of this straw, or this bundle of grapes. And he passed it on to him, chayiv. Why is he chayev? He was forced. And the guy already has it in his hands. Hacha, my skin was speaking on the koi v'tere ibe d'nahar. Oh, it was not accessible to the guy. The guy was on the other side of the river. And now, he's asking the Yisrael to give it to him. Yisrael is responsible. He shouldn't be doing this. The economy can, in fact, be medayik in the brisa. That the item at this point was not accessible to the guy diktani. The guy said, Hoshit, pass it to me. Meaning, I can't reach it, pass it to me. Rather than saying, just give it to me. Shmami, no, it's a riot. It wasn't accessible. Therefore, when the Yid gives it to him, he destroyed it. There was a story involving a shusa, a fish trap, an animal trap. So there are two fellows disputing ownership of this item. Hai Omar Didi, who? Hai Omar Didi, who? Reuben claimed it as his, and Shimon likewise. Ozel Chad Minay. So, out of desperation, one of the disputants decided, you know what? I have nothing to lose. I'm not going to get it anyway. Let me just give it on to the authorities. And, Mosra lefar hagno de malka. Omar Abaye, says Abaye, Yochai loymar, so this fellow can absolve himself. He can pater himself. He can say, look, sure, I was a meiser, but I was meiser my thing. It was really mine. Have a right to do that. Ano, when I gave it away, ki masri, didi masri. Omali Rabbis, Rabbi says, well, what do you mean? What right does he have to say that? We haven't yet established ownership. V'chol kimine. El Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, no, misham tinili, we put him to chayim, we force him, adi maisli v'kobidin, until he gets it back, and he goes to the bezin. Hau garvada v'boya achvuya ativnin d'chavre. There was another fellow who was threatening to hand over his friend Tevin, his straw, to the authorities. Also made the Rav. So this fellow comes to Rav, and Rav heard about it. Don't try to find favor in the eyes of the authorities and the tax collectors by doing this. Don't act as an informer. So this fellow was brazen, and he responded with brazenness. No, I'm going to bring them to the Ross Rav Kahana, Kamei de Ross. Rav Kahana was sitting there, and he was so upset how this fellow was responding disrespectfully to Rav, and he killed him. Shamte l'kui minei. Crushed his neck. He killed him. Kodim Rav Iluwe. So Rav applied the following pasuk on this person, who died as a result of this incident. Banecha. Okay, so they died, your children died, and it says kisoy michmar, like a buffalo, a shor habar, a wild ox, michmar that fell into a trap. What's the relevance? Ma, toizeh, just like this animal, kimishanavo michmar, once he was trapped, there's no compassion on him anymore. Af mamon shel Yisrael kimishenafal biad ogdei yichovim, ein merachman olav. Likewise, either she guilt in the hands of a guy, they don't care. So in a way, he was supporting what Rav Kahana did to this fellow, because he was getting himself involved in risky things, dangerous business, giving over mamon Yisrael to a guy. Okay, but now there's a concern about the authorities pursuing Rav Kahana for murder. Amalei, so he told Rav, Amalei Rav, Kahana, he called him Kahana. Ado idna v'parsoi, until recently we had the parsoim, well, we're not too concerned about murderers. Loi kapti ashvichos damim, but now we have a new sheriff in town. V'hashti yiki v'noi, the Greeks are here, the kapti ashvichos damim, they officially are very strict, come down hard on murderers. But Amrin, they say, Mardin, Mardin, murderer, we're gonna pursue the murderer. So basically, they're trying to establish law and order, and you're going to be in trouble. You're going to get arrested soon. Quickly, let me give you an Eitzah. Kum Sak, go and go up L'Arad Yisrael, Teres Yisrael. V'kabal Alach. And you know what? You have to accept upon yourself the following commitment. D'loy Tikshi L'Rabbi Yechanan Shevashnin. You're going to go to Rabbi Yechanan, right? Big Rosh Hashiva. Keep quiet. Don't ask him any questions. Don't challenge his halachos, his shiurim, for a span of 7 years. And the Marsha adds, this was going to be an atonement, a kapara, for killing this fellow without asking Rav. So apparently that was a taina on him for doing that, and therefore go up there and listen quietly for 7 years. Azel, so he went up there to Yisrael, and he went to the Chachamim. Ashkech Rish Lakish. So he saw Rish Lakish, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, reviewing the whole shir that Rabbi Yechanan just gave. To Yosef, become a Sayim, Sifta Diyam the Rabbanon. He was sitting and reviewing the Masifta, the learning to the Rabbanon, the daily, shir. Omalahu. So afterwards, Rav Kahana turned to the Bnei Yeshiva, and he said, Rish Lakish, hecha, where's Rish Lakish? Omalahu Amai. So he said, what do you need him for? Omalahu. So he says, Hi Kushi, Hi Bruka. I have a lot to ask, a lot of Kushis and Perukas questions. He should have said Azoi, he should have said this, he should have answered that. He had a lot to say about the Shir. Omri Rish Lakish. So this message was passed on to Rish Lakish that there's somebody very serious just arrived in the Yeshiva. Also Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish went over to Rabbi Yechon. Omri Rabbi Yechon, Ariyami Babel, we have a lion who just came up from Babel. Lion Myrim Sifta Dilamachar. Pay close attention to the yeshir that you're giving tomorrow in the yeshiva, and be prepared. Lamachar, so the next day, where they placed the new Talmud, Rav Kahana, right, on the first row, in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Omar Shemaitzev Le'akshi. Rabbi Yechanan gave his, halacha, no response, no challenge from the new arrival. Shemaitzev Le'akshi, another halacha, no comment. Okay. So they felt a letdown. So he sent them all the way to the past the to the seventh row. Ada Isvedori Basra, all the way to the last row. Basically, they were unimpressed with his lack of participation. They figured they expected more. After the Shia told Rabbi Shimon, Arisha Hamarta, you spoke about a lion with great abilities. Nasa Shul, he became lame like a little fox. Okay, so Rav Kahana, upon experiencing this demotion, Omar, he says, look, Yehirava, it should be Hashem's Ratzon, the Hani Sheva Dori, these seven rows that I was demoted from, Lahavu Chiluk Sheva Shtin, it should compensate. It should be in place of the 7 years that Rav told me about. So seven rows, each row is like a year of silence, and now I'm ready to go. Right? Chilub Sheva Shnin Amarli Rav, instead of the 7 years that Rav spoke of. Okay, so now it's time to really show his true colors. Kamakare, he got up on his feet, Amarli. And he tells Rabbi Yechanan, Nahadu Mabaresha. Could you just go back a minute to the beginning? Amar Shemaitze. So he repeated that first halacha, Va'akshi. And Rav Kahana had a real strong kasha. So they brought him all the way to the first row. Omar Shmaitze Va'akshi. Next shot, a halacha with a kasha. So now they couldn't bring him any closer. Rabbi Yechon Avi Yosef Hasheva Bistarki. So Rabbi Yechon was sitting on these seven pillows, that was their minig. And once he got stumped by this kasha, Shalfi L'chad Bistarki Metusei, they removed one pillow. And this went on and on. Omar Shmaitze Va'akshi Lei. Next question on the next halacha, Adi Shafi Likulu Bistark, until they took all the pillows out, me to say from beneath him. Adi Yasra al Ara. Now Rabbi Yechon was on the floor. Now Rabbi Yechon gave a sabahava. Don't think Rabbi Yechon was personally offended. Actually, he was impressed and happy. What a big Talmud Chacham. Wow. So Rabbi Yechon was an older person. Gave a sabahava. Uma sarchi givini, and his eyelashes were sort of, covering over his eyes. Amr Lucy told the Tamidim, Dolul Yeina, open my, lift my Vachsai, I want to see this great man. Dolul Yeina, the Kasper took a silver, tweezer of some sort, and he lifted, and he opened his eyes. Chaza, he noticed Rav Kahana, he finally saw him, he sees, it looked like he was a little bit smirking. That's what it looked like. The Partis Vases, he had a sort of cut in his lip. And he figured he mistook it. It wasn't really, but he mistook it as like a smirk. Savar achuch kamechayech, but he's like smirking at the fact that he stumped him. Cholashtait, he felt terrible. V'nachnafshe, and Rav Kahana passed away. L'macha, the next day, Amrli Rabbi Yechon, they told Rabbi Yechon, no, you made a mistake. Sorry, Amrlu Rabbi Yechon, Rabbonos. Rabbi Yechon turned to the Rabbonon. Chazul Bavloichi, oh, you see how disrespectful the Bavlo, Rav Kahana from Bavel, how he. So they told him, no, you're making a mistake. That's just his appearance. Darkei, that's the way he looks. Rabbi Yechon felt distraught. He went to the cave where he was buried. Achna is like a big snake, curled in a circle, tail and mouth, blocking the entrance of the cave. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan turns to the snake, Achna, psach, pumich, open your mouth, let me in. V'yikonai sa Rabbi tell a Talmud, Rav, myself, should enter the Talmud, Rav Kahana. V'le pasach, refused to allow him. Yikonai sa chavar etzel chavar, so he reconfigured his request, a colleague to a colleague. So he sort of demoted himself with respect to Rav Kahana. I'm just a colleague. V'le pasach, he was not allowed in. Okay, then he finally says, Yikonai sa Talmud etzel Rav, I'm a Talmud to him. Let me go into the Rav. Pasach le. Now the snake let him in. It's amazing. You know, the Mefarshim say, it's the Ben Ishchai, I forget who. We find many instances of Tchiyas HaMeisim throughout the Gemara, and we don't make a big deal of it. Mamash not. We speak about the Nisim, Mitzrayim, and we speak about, but we never speak about, really speak about Tchiyas HaMeisim that happened throughout the Gemara. So the Mefarshim says it's not a chiddush. I think it comes some sefer. He says it's not a chiddush. It's after Matan Torah, the power of Torah, supernatural koyach of Torah can override everything. There's no wonder that the chachmi hashas, even chayim esim, just like that. We find it here. We find it in Megillah with Rabbi and Reb Zera. We find it many times. So he woke him up. It was chayim esim. Amar lei, Rabbi Yechon apologized. Yihava yadana. Had I only known the darki. The Mardochi, that's just your appearance. I would never have felt bad. I never gotten to this point. Please come back with us to the yeshiva. Rav Kahana says, slow. If you can promise me, if you can daven that this is a one-time event. I'm never gonna have to go through this again. Azil nefai. But otherwise, I don't want to go back. Concerned that this might happen all again, all over again. Once my time passed, Rashi says, once I experienced one miracle, who says I'm going to experience it again? I want to guarantee it's not going to happen again. Okay. Rabbi Yechon agreed. Tyre, he woke him up, so to speak, meaning he totally revived him. Ukme, he got him up. Shaila called Sveka Davale. And now Rabbi Yechon took the opportunity and asked him, any question that he had in the Alochis, and Upashtinu Nele, Rav Kahana had a ready answer. And Rabbi Yechon was duly impressed. That explains Rabbi Yechon's expression to the Bnei Yeshiva, to the Chayin Amri. I used to think that the Torah belongs to you, the ones who reside in Eretz Yisrael, but now I see the Lohinu belongs to the Bnei Bavel. Rav Kahana totally overtook the scene. Another fellow who was in cahoots with the authorities, and he showed them Amatak Sadar of Abba. Showed them to take the jewelry of Rav Abba. Sorry, Matak says linen, some silk. Okay, some expensive items were lost to the authorities as a result of this fellow's involvement. Yosef Rav Abba, so these Chachamim were sitting, Rav Abba, Rav Chanin, Rav Pap, Rav Yisrael Nafcha, Yosef Rav Abayu. Okay, Rav Abba was amongst them as well. Sovar al Chiyuvei Mahadasnan. They figured this fellow has to pay. The Mishnah says so. Donas Adin. The Mishnah speaks about a Dayan who erred in his judgment. He caused loss. It's called Dina de Garmi. He has to pay. Don't ask Adin. Zikas Achai, Vechives Azakai, Timis Ator, Vedires Atami, right? He righted the wrong. He wronged the right. He made the tummy tar, tummy. Masha Asu Asu. Okay, done is done, but he has to pay. Vishalmi Besu. Right? So we see that even Dibor, even a person's words, can trigger liability. Likewise, this case, who advised the authorities where to go? Amr Lurab Belos, Rabbi responded, no. Rav specifies that's only because he physically handed it over. He actually made a tummy order, physically got involved, but just by way of words, we don't trigger this liability. It's called causation, it's not direct damage. Amrle, they responded, no, we follow a different opinion. Go to him, Rav Lezab Das and Rav Lezab Das as well. They hold that even Garmi, this form of causation is chayiv, even by way of words. Ozel Gabayu. So, Rav Abba, right? They told Rav Abba to go to the other Paiskim, so he went to them. And in fact, Chayve Chivua, so they obligated this Moiser to pay for his shenanigans, Masnissen, based on a Mishnah, which is the Mishnah, back on Daft Kutas Zayin yesterday. Im Machmas HaGazlam, Chayv Lamalisa De Acher, So if the field was overtaken because of this yid, he has to repay the owner. What do you mean because of this yid? What exactly did he do? He showed them, he identified. He directed them to that field. We established yesterday, the Achvechu, he showed them. He didn't actually steal. He just directed them to the field. And that's enough to hold him responsible. Likewise in our case. However, there was a certain fellow, Dava Mafkid Lei Kasa de Kaspa. It was a silver goblet deposited under his kid. Okay, he was given the responsibility for that piece of Judaica. Saliku Ganavi. Suddenly robbers arrived. Ailua Ilove. So the robbers showed up middle of the night. Shaklan, they took the goblet. Yehava Lu. Sorry, Shaklan Yehava Lu, meaning he took the, so they came in, and he offered them the goblet, he gave it away. Question is, does he have to pay for this? Also, come to the robbers, he came to Rabbi Potter, he says, no, you're Potter. I'm only a Abaye, why is he Potter? Hai matzal atzmai b'mam l'chaveru. He is saving himself, defending himself, using somebody else's property. Of course he's chayev. Matzal atzmai b'mam l'chaveru. Right, he sort of satisfies them with somebody else's mum and he has to pay. Elam Rav Ashi. Rather, says a Rashi like this. It depends. Chazina. We have to establish. Why did they show up? Did they come just to rob him? Or did they have advance information that this goblet was there and they came for the goblet, in which case it's unrelated to him. And he didn't cause this loss. Right? Chazina. Inish Amidu. If he's an established, you know, wealthy person, Dr. Dideyoso, they came for him. So now, he's chayef for offering them this silver. But otherwise, they came for the kais, Dr. the Kaspasu. So in this case, he's not responsible because, you know, even a shamer, you know, this is part of the arrangement. Look, I'm going to watch it, but not, you know, at your own risk. I'm not going to, if they're going to come to steal it, I'm not going to, you know, put up a fight. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna give it to them and send them off. How garbed of a mafkid gabe arnika the pidyon shvuyim. Here comes another story. So this first fellow, we said, basically saved his property by giving away the goblet because that's what they came for. But now comes another story. A fellow was holding on to a arnika the pidyon shvuyim. It was a pouch of money filled with money intended for redeeming captives. Okay, there was a sort of a fund for Pidyon Shvuyim, and this fellow was watching. Sliku Ganvi. One day Ganavim show up. Ailua, Shokla. Saliku Ganvu, Ilo Yavei. So Ganavim showed up by him. And the Mepharshim explain, the Ramach and the Shita says, they were a really wild beast. They were really going to kill this person. So he was, his life was in danger. What did he do? He says, look, wow, it clicked. He has money. Pidyon Shvuyim money. Very beautiful. Let me give them the Pidyon Shvuyim money and save myself. Shakal Yav Ni'alai. He took the money, gave it to them. Asa Kameh the Rabbi came to the Rabbi. He said, you don't have to pay for that. I'm only a Abaye. How? Why? V'matzal atzmai b'mamay chaveiru. This is another classic case of protecting oneself by using, spending somebody else's property. You can't do that. Amalei, he responded, no! Night and day. It was a Pidyon Shvuyim fund. Beautiful. It was applied for Pidyon Shvuyim. Save himself. How Gavad, there was a story about a person, the Agdam Vaasi Chamer Lamabra. Kamei Desliku Inshi Bamabra. Mabra is like a ferry. So this fellow took his Chamer, his donkey, big donkey, and he brought it into the ferry. Kamei Desliku Inshi Bamabra before, you know, all the passengers showed up. Okay, they filled up and they're on their way. Boy, that boy, the ship is about to sink because of its heavy load. Asa Ugabra. So, actually, some seem to have a girsa that the people were ready, all the passengers had already embarked on the ships. He came later and he sort of waited down. And now they're on the way. And on their way, they decided they have to lighten the load quickly before this ship capsizes. Also, Gavra, so this fellow comes along and says, okay, I have a quick solution. Malach le'lecham le'ugavra. So he swipes, he, you know, shoves the this fellow's donkey into the river. V'shadu nahar v'tava. And of course, the donkey was no more, right? Drowned. Also, coming to Rabbi, he came to Rabbi. Patri says, you don't have to pay for that damage. Why? Because he was sinking the ship. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, what do you mean? He was saving himself by destroying the other fellow's property. V'matzel atzma b'mon chaveru. Amalei, so he responded, no, hai mikar roidev haba. The donkey owner is considered a roidev, a pursuer. Basically, his irresponsible, reckless behavior, bringing this huge animal onto this small, flimsy ship, was really an act of endangerment. He was being roidev. Technically, roidev means chasing, pursuing, and, you know, your victim, but it's just a sort of a term we use to describe a threatening situation. He was putting them all in danger. So obviously, they have a right to knock off his donkey. Rabba, who holds this shita l'tameh, is following his own opinion, who says, just like you can kill a roidev, likewise, you can expropriate his possessions. Right? Reuben is chasing to kill Shimon. And we know that a roidev is chayev misa, meaning you can kill the roidev as it's happening, right? So if the roidev stamps over, you know, Kalem, you know, damages any sort of thing on the way to kill his victim, Bain Shal Nirdef, whether the Kalem belonged to the victim, Bain Shal Kol Adam, or belongs to anybody else, Potter. He doesn't have to pay, interesting. He doesn't have to pay. You know why? Sherim is chayev benafsha. Because that act generates capital liability, meaning he's chayev misa. There's no chayev moment together with chayev misa. That's the first halacha. Second halacha is v'nirdav sheshiber sakelam sheroidev pater. And the victim who's running away, if he breaks a kli belonging to the roidev, he's also pater. Why? Shelo yehei mamayno yichave v'lav migufay. If you can kill a person, you can destroy his things, right? His mummy can't be more valuable than his goof. Right? So if you can save yourself by killing the roidev, you can certainly save yourself by damaging his property, of course. As per the story with the donkey, that explains why they're potter. Aval shakal adam chai. But of course, the victim was running away, destroys somebody else's property en route. Of course, he's chai. There's no... Because there's no exemption, right? There's no ptur to using somebody else's money to save yourself. Third halacha, you know, it's just a package, three halachas together. So we have Reuven pursuing Shimon because Shimon is pursuing Levi. Reuven is pursuing Levi. To save the victim. So Reuben is trying to kill Shimon because Shimon is pursuing Levi. Vishavar and Reuben broke something. Kalem, Bain, Shal Nirdav, Bain, Shal Kol Adam Pata. Whether it's the Nirdav, meaning Shimon, or anybody else's, Kalem is Pata. You know why? It's not Menadin. It's not plain halacha. Because really, if he breaks somebody else's stuff, he should be chayev. He's not a victim. He's trying to save the victim. So why is he chayv? Elosh imat im akim, because if you're not going to apply this exemption, you're not going to exempt him from any damages. Imat iat im akim, ein lecha adam shematzel chaver min haroidev. Nobody's going to get involved in pursuing a pursuer to save the victim because of concern that he might be mazak something on the way. So therefore we exempt. Continues the mission. Shatfa nar. We continue about a fellow who stole a field. He overtook property, and now the river came by and flooded it, and it's destroyed. So Gazan can tell the owner, look, take your field back. I stole it. I want to return it. Okay, it's in a pretty dismal state, but so what? Take it back. He doesn't have to reimburse him. Tanu Rabbanan. It's actually a machlokes. Whether you can get away with that. Hagoizel sodem achaver v'shotfano. He steals a field and got flooded. Chai l'hamer l'sadachi. He has to reimburse him. David Rabbi Lanz, chamayim no. Amr li harei shalchan fanecha, take your field back. Michael Levsky, what's the machlekes about? Machlekes is whether overtaking a field constitutes a masa gezeilah. Whether the concept of stealing applies to karka. If it does, then he has to reimburse him. with a healthy piece of land. Otherwise, take your field back. I never really stole it. I sat on it, but halachically, there was no change of status. It didn't really revert to my ownership, to my possession. I'm not really a gazlan. And therefore, there's no chiyuv hashavah. Okay, that's the point of the next gemara. Michael Mitzvah, what's the machlokes about? It's based on how to interpret the psukim, etc. Rabbi Lezer says that there's a chiyuv of hashavah's gazel even by karka. Dorash ribuye umiyute. Throughout the Torah, he applies the ribuy miyut formula as follows. So we have the pasuk describing a gazlan, the kichesh ramitoy. He denied stealing ribuy pertaining to any item, all inclusive, no restrictions. Bipi kodin, miyut, pertaining to a deposited item. So that's a very specific description of a specific event. The pasuk continues, mikoyel asher yishav alav l'sheker, any type of denial. Chazav ribuy, it's again a broad expression. So we have a broad, limited, and then broad again. Ribo miyut for ribo, ribo koyel. So basically everything is included. In the parasha of Hashavah's Gazela, my rabbi, what do we include? Rabbi, call me anything. Even property, even real estate, even karka. Umay miyut. But something has to be left out, because otherwise the Torah wouldn't have to speak about miyutim. Miyut shtoris, we leave the most unlikely item, which are shtoris, documents. So if the claim pertains to a document, after all, document doesn't really have inherent value. So there Rav Lezer says, you know, we don't have the halacha of, you know, the psukim there speak about swearing falsely and all that, so it doesn't apply to shtaros. Okay? That's Rav Lezer's opinion. But when it comes to karka, there is a masa gzeil and a chiva shavas gzeil. Therefore, on a flooded field, compensation is in place. On the other hand, Rabbanan, they work with a different system, right? Rabbanan darshi kloli proti. Instead of ribuy miut, ribuy is all-encompassing, and the miut means exclusion. Inclusion, exclusion. So if something is excluded, you're okay, which is shtaros. Kloli proti, on the other hand, is a different type of system. Klal is a general perception, general approach, or proti is a specific approach. So it sort of limits it more, because you have to sort of meet the requirements. You have to have those required elements. You have to meet the criteria of the pratim in order to qualify. Kloli pratim. So the same pasuk again. Bikichesh means klal, general, any type of denial. Bikadin prat is specific. Oy mikoil chaz v'cholal, back to general. Klal prat to klal, general, specific, general. You have to denial, okay, not prat. You can only include something which conforms to the prat. Ma prat. What's unique about the pikadin? Davar metatul. It's something which you can move with you. It has inherent value. Af, called a metal. Likewise, anything that features those criteria have the alochas of gzela and hashavat gzela and shvua. Yotzu karkoy shem metal, as opposed to land which cannot be moved. Yotzu avadim shush karkoy, as opposed to avadim knanim, which have a halachic status like real estate, it's part of your estate. Yotzu shtoris, as opposed to documents. Shavu shem metal, even though you can move it around, but ain't gufa, they don't have inherent value. So that's a chacham meshita. Karka is not nigzal. There's no chiva shavu. So even if it's flooded, take it back. The Gemara is going to ask on this pshat. About Tanya, we have a brisa that it applies even to an animal that was stolen. Hagozel sapar. He stole a cow. Vishtafana was flooded away by the river. It's gone. Chayev. Lamele par. So Gazan has to repay for that. Did Rabbi Lazar? The chacham Amar no. Amar loy. Harish lafanecha. Take your animal back. Even though it's destroyed. Even though it's dead. No, so my mifligi, there it's not stationary, you know, real estate. It's not, it's metatl, right? It's like any other metatl. So why do the chacham say you're potter? Amar papa, here comes a pshat. It does relate to karka. Hach, so my skin over there was speaking about a case when Shigazazal Mechaber. Shimon stole a field, that's first of all. Vahoyisa parer butzaboy, on which there was a cow sitting. There was never a separate act of stealing on the par, only on the field. And then came a river and destroyed the par. Vishtafanar. Oh, the Rav Lezer will tell me. Rav Lezer holds, you have to pay. You know why? He goes like his shita, that you can do a masa gzela on karka. So he technically stole the field. And on the field, we have the par, which comes along. That's called kinyan agav. It's sort of a bundle together, one package with the field. He's cutting the karka and the par. So he's chayv on both. On the other hand, the Rabban hold, there's no masa, there's no act, there's no legal transfer of ownership when it comes to stealing karka. So he was not koine the sada, nor the para, which was on the sada. So now the river came along, I'm not responsible. Take it back, your field and your damaged part. Okay, for a brief recap, we discussed instances where the Chacham applied a knas, Hedek Shani Nikr. We have various stories of a Moiser. And the bottom line is, if a person initiates, gets involved in destroying and damaging people's Yiddish land and property, is Chayev. We had the whole story with Rav Kahana, who killed this Moiser, ended up at Rabbi Yochanan, who was very impressed, Machayev Meisim. Then we have the halacha of the person who was confronted by robbers who came to steal that silver goblet. So he gave it away and he's patur. Likewise, a fellow who used pidyon shvuyim money to redeem himself. Story with the donkey on the ferry. He had a din of a roidiv, so they're patur. The machlekes, lezim chacham, whether kinyan gzeil applies to kak. Psuras tevias and atzlacha rabba always.